So peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to Keeping It Real Update. This is the second episode that the Keeping It Real man did on Yemen. Now, of course, there was some more information that we needed to update since this episode was last released. Now, one of those things we quote here is a statistic from the Intisaf Organization for Women's and Children's Rights. And so on the occasion of World Cancer Day, they declared that more than 3,000 Yemeni children who were suffering from cancer are now fairly close to death. They are close to dying because of this siege that has been laid upon the innocent people of Yemen by the Saudi-led Saudi Emirati coalition, of course, sponsored and really funded and logistically supported and green-lighted by the collective West, including the United States of America. Shame on you, America. And so the next thing that we have here is from the Humanity Eye Center for Rights and Development. Strange name. They said in a statement, quote, that the Riyadh regime's war machine continues to destroy buildings and villages and farms and kill innocent civilians in different parts of Yemen almost every day. We are talking about up-to-date Yemen, March 2023, even though it's February 2023. So, dear friends, this is a huge catastrophic humanitarian crisis which is occurring in the land of Yemen, and the world continues to watch. The next thing, of course, we have a quote from Yemen's Ministry of Health. They have warned that more than 5,000 patients with kidney failure are at risk of dying. Again, because of the siege that has been laid upon Yemen by the Saudi Emirati coalition, sponsored by the collective West, including the United States of America. So that's 5,000 kidney patients that are about to die, 3,000 children with cancer that are about to die, and attacks, military attacks, that is, on farms, villages, and innocent people practically on a daily basis. And so, metaphorically, and perhaps better said, satirically, because sometimes people just don't get us for some reason, thank you to America, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and the collective West for selling billions and billions of dollars to the Saudi Emirati coalition, along with providing necessary and much needed logistical support, because the Saudi Emiratis don't know what to do on their own. And of course, a satirical thank you to the United Nations for doing nothing except collecting like $1.8 billion. Listen, these people upon whom bombs are being dropped on their heads, they don't need $1.8 billion. They need the United Nations to do us all a favor and do what you're supposed to do if you had independence, which is to stop this unnecessary aggression upon the innocent people of Yemen. That's what they need. They need the ports to open. They need the roads to open. They need medical supplies to come in. They need aid to come in. They need the siege to stop. And of course, they don't need any more bombs, including cluster bombs, being dropped on their heads. And of course, a satirical thank you to the Saudi-led Desert Raiders Coalition, because you are the dummy poopays that are on the front lines doing all the dirty work for your Western masters. And finally, a satirical thank you to the whole world who unfortunately looks on as this catastrophe continues to happen and they do nothing about it, because all of this innocent blood is on the hand of all of you guys collectively. Shame on you. May Allah the Almighty help the people of Yemen. And of course, may Allah help the Muslims and the people of the world to wake up and save the people of Yemen from this disaster which they are facing to the present day. Hey, we're just keeping it real with you wherever you are. And so the Saudi coalition, unfortunately, they start to conduct airstrikes on the sovereign nation of Yemen. Now, in case you don't know what airstrike means, it means you drop this big old bomb on top of people and you kill them. You bombard them to death. This Saudi coalition also had a couple of other baby countries like the UAE, Kuwait, Qatar, Egypt, Sudan, Morocco. And of course, let's not forget the logistic and some other support that the United States of America provided the Saudi coalition. Well, actually, just to refine it a little bit more, the United States said that they are going to be providing logistics, intelligence, and a couple of other things, which means that the United States is going to do all the hard work for you, okay? All you have to do as a regional mini-me is to provide the casualties and take the blame on yourself and these kind of things. That's exactly what they did.
Killing is my business!
Now, even though the United States of America said that we're just going to be providing intelligence and logistics and this kind of, you know, hard work, serious planning, strategizing for the war, they kind of forgot to mention the tens of billions of dollars in weapons that they sold to the Saudi coalition, right? That kind of makes a difference when you sell billions and
billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and
billions of dollars worth of military equipment to a country who then goes and uses those billions of dollars of military equipment to bomb to death innocent civilians, in this case, the Yemenis. We're doing good, right? We're almost done. So now let me tell you what happens when the Almighty God is on your side and you are on the Almighty God's side. What ends up happening is that these poor Yemeni people, I mean, they didn't have any weapons, right? They didn't have like a former military industrial complex and these kind of things. Not like the Saudi military, which was, you know, billion-dollar military. And where did they get their weapons from? The United States and France and Britannia and Germania. And Justin Trudeau, right, from Canada.
Butcher!
These guys sold billions of dollars of weapons which are now being used in Yemen against innocent Yemenis. Oh, and so what happens is that these Yemenis, they didn't have any weapons. But what ends up coming around is that the Yemenis somehow start to turn the tables on the Saudi coalition and their Western imperialist masters. Now, if you've seen some of the videos, right, if you do a little bit of research, they got Telegram channels and WhatsApp channels and probably Facebook channel too. I don't check Facebook. But they had videos where you will see these Yemeni, right, barefooted fighters on the ground, right? They're making this movie, and the screen is on this side, so we'll show it on the screen. As you got them, then they're making the video while they're going and after the Saudi coalition and like Call of Duty type thing, you know? All these guerrilla fighters are like this. They're very Call of Duty, Army of Two. So they're running around, you know, and then they after they make the video of them attacking the Saudi coalition, they put these green and red markers, right? And it's like, doggy down! Right, and all of a sudden you see a red triangle, and all of a sudden the red triangle disappears, which means that the mercenary bad guy, whoever it was, died. And the green guy is like their own guy, and you just see him sneaking around, right? And so this is what you call barefooted but deadly, which is the title of our show, The Yemeni Resistance, Barefooted but Incredibly, Incredibly Deadly. So now, after 7 years, these poor barefooted but deadly Yemenis, right, after they have been bombarded for 7 years, right? And I'll get to exactly what has been done to the nation of Yemen very shortly. But after 7 years of being bombarded to death and starved to death and oppressed to death and tyrannized to death, and I mean, just death is the common denominator. They're just dying left and right. these poor Yemeni people by the Saudi coalition and their Western masters. After 7 years, these brothers, they decide to push back, right? So that's what you kind of see recently on the news clips, right? They're shooting missiles at some, you know, Arab Persian Gulf country, or they're shooting missiles at the, you know, Saudi Arabistan and these kind of places. I mean, what do you expect, right? You bombed to death the people for 7 years. They're gonna push back. I bet you that this guy, Sheikh MBS, and Sheikh MBZ, BS, they must just be holding their heads going, we messed with the wrong poor people. We take it back, Yemenis. I'm sorry, we shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't have messed with you guys. Clearly, God is on your side. And so the Saudi coalition and their regional mini-me's and their Western masters, they have gotten owned. They are continuing to get owned, and they're probably going to, in the future, continue to get being owned, right? Because that's what happens. The oppressed masses always win. Okay. Now, all jokes aside, you know, we love keeping it real, we love making jokes, but eventually you got to talk about some of these things a little bit seriously. All jokes aside, after 8 years of this proxy war being waged by the Saudi coalition and their Western papes and their Western masters, we have ended with a colossal humanitarian disaster. There are 17 million people who are in need of dire humanitarian aid. Excuse me, 17 million people who are under famine. 17 million. Say it again. 17 million people under famine. And 85% of the population, that's another 24 million people, are currently in need of dire humanitarian aid. Why? Because the Saudi coalition and the countries such as Britannia and Germania and Francania and the United States of Americania, who are selling them billions and billions of dollars of weapons, they're using these weapons against these poor oppressed Yemenis. And so you have 17 million people in famine, and you have 24 million people in need of dire humanitarian aid. This is a huge catastrophe. There is lack of drinking water. There is the fastest growing cholera outbreak in modern history. Cholera, look it up. Cholera, it happens when you have dirty water and you drink it. It's a cholera outbreak. This is a humanitarian disaster. This is a humanitarian crisis. This is a ongoing genocide against the poor, oppressed people of Yemen. It is being supported by the West. It is being done by the Saudi coalition. It is a genocide. The Yemen war must stop. And the world continues to look on. This is a shame for humanity, and it is a stain upon the honor of the world and every single human being alive. Hey, we are just keeping it real. That's good, man. That's it. That's all. That's all that was on the script, brothers. Vice Presidente. I don't get that. Do you get that? Like, you see all these ambassadors, they're like, yeah, hey, what's going on? It's like, man, just... They're like, cameraman, take it easy. It's okay. Nobody knows the material. The mysterious cameraman. Okay. Cut. Turn it off. Turn it off. Okay, yeah, turn it off. British Connell... repeat. Kaunsa talk show? Chal, band kar de. So after Yemen was a British colony and the British people, it's like Kandahar Nights, just kind of scroll here.